Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Welcome to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice, the sports game show to test your knowledge of the upcoming game while defending your belief in your team's ability to win. Our job is to prove you wrong and explain why we think the Commanders will prevail. My name is Ken Harvey. I'm one of the judges, four-time Pro Bowler, and in the Washington Ring of Fame. Judge Marnie Snyder, the daughter of the first female GM of a team in the NFL, Susan Spencer, and the granddaughter of former Eagles owner Leonard Tose. Judge John Booty, NFL legend, defensive back playing for the New York Jets, the Eagles, Cardinals, Giants, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're your judges, and welcome to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice.
Court's in order, all rise. Welcome to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice. Our sponsors are Alice Estelle Real Estate. As we always say, if you need something done in real estate, whether it be sell, refurbish, or to buy, he's your man. And then also PMSI, pest control. If you have pests, whatever that may be, if the NFL or NFL teams that they work with trust them, then you can trust them as well. So let's do a real quick rehash of last week. There's not a lot to say. We lost. My team sucks. The end. judges, you got anything else that you want to say to that? I'm a little bit bitter right now.
Well, Antonio he called it. He and Chris Kelleway, Antonio the fan, he was like, man, they do this, do that. Whoever scores first and the momentum and the least amount of mistakes. And Sam Howell showed some rookie mistakes last week by throwing the ball against his throwing against the grain and fumbles. Guys are putting the ball on the ground. I'm shit. Excuse me. Like, dude, what are you doing? So they just couldn't finish.
Yeah, they turned the ball over six times against the Giants. You never win like that.
No.
Yeah. Judge Marnie?
Well, I was, of course, cheering for the Commanders, but it was just a lot of empty cheers. I don't know. It was just a surprising game. I was really expecting a little bit better performance.
Well, and this is from the nice judge. You know, when the nice judge is saying that, then your team is, like I said, they suck. So anyhow, let's move on from that. It's a new page, like football, NFL. Every week is a new week, and you start with a week. So here we got the Cowboys coming up with the
a quick turnaround for the Commanders. Yeah. Thursday night game against a quick turnaround.
You know? Yeah. A quick turnaround, and it's Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, against the Cowboys. And so we are honored to have a three-time Super Bowl. Had to throw that in there, as much as it hurt. Three-time Super Bowl champ, Nate Newton, to be on the show with us. And welcome aboard, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It just does my heart good to see that y'all have already rehearsed from last week, the same thing y'all talked about this coming week. So y'all already got it in place. Ken, I love you.
Get him out of here, man. you know what?
He got it already. He's already done the show, right? Last Sunday, going to be hurting on Thursday. Wait a minute, Knight. Now, growing up in Texas, it was Texas. Growing up, I used to love to watch the Thanksgiving Day game. Yeah. Especially when the Dallas Cowboys played the Washington Redskins back in the day, now the Commanders. There always been some close games. Cowboys already pulled up at the end, but the Washington Commanders scans back then also had some victorious days. But we'll see. You know, it's a wounded dog coming into AT&T Stadium, so they're going to give it a fight. They're going to give it a go.
Yeah, and let's get on with the show. I guess it's not so much that you have to convince us that the Cowboys are going to win. I think it's more that we got to convince ourselves that the Commanders have a chance to win this game based upon their last performance and the performances against other teams. Shiny bright star. They did play well against the Eagles in both games. So maybe they rise to the occasion with good teams, and I'll give the Cowboys credit. They are a good team. Maybe that's a case. And there are some weaknesses with the Cowboys. And so, so okay, then since you agree with that, Nate, you being there, tell us, if you can, what are the weaknesses of the Cowboys and then potentially their strength that you think that they'll show in this game?
Ken, this is a game where the Cowboys, y'all strength is in the middle of y'all line with Deron Payne, another big kid from Alabama.
Yep,
our so far has been the middle of our offensive line. But our right tackles have struggled in the past situation, but basically we're not had any consistency of running the ball, especially into the middle of anybody's defense, because our center, our all pro right guard, I don't know if he's injured or whatever, but it's kind of been a struggle. Mm. So trying to maintain our run game with Tony Pollard and Rico Dowdle, we've had success against teams the last few weeks, but whenever we ran up against the horses, the guys with those stacked defenses in the middle, it's kind of given us trouble. The games that we've lost, it's been because we couldn't generate any run game. So with Deron Payne and the other young and
Jonathan Allen,
with those two horses in there, it's going to be tough. Now, the thing that I try to tell people, warn people about is they let Sweat go and they let Chase go. They decided that their money was going to be in the middle with those two guys from Bama. So that is where they're expecting most of their big plays to come from. I think one guy has 5 and 5.5 sacks and the other guy has 2. I'm loving those two guys, but I think if we try to attack y'all from the outside, keep Tony Pollard a little bit to the outside, try to run some type of screen game, either swing him out of the backfield, I think we should be okay to offset that, you know. But we got to have some type of run game, because we just can't turn y'all loose just and be one dimensional.
Yeah, totally agree. Andy Combs, are you on board?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right.
All right, so we got a diehard fan. It's actually, if it's okay, he's a pastor of a church who pastors with his cowboy stuff on.
That's right.
And and he's in this area, so I don't know if he's on the wrong side or whatever. But I'm sure you remember Nate Newton.
Yes, absolutely. Very honored to be on with him.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Nice to meet you too, Pastor.
Okay, so we're talking about the game plan, and you did a great job, Nate. It was kind of a test. Like, I had my notes and you answered everything correctly. I just wanted to see if you were a legit brother. You did well, man. You did well. All right, Pastor Cone.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about game plan. What do you think will be, or you know, maybe let me say, what do you think is going to be the highlight of the game? What do you think the Cowboys are going to do that's going to be like a highlight that's going to take them over the top with the game?
I'm hoping it's Dak. I'm hoping that he can make some things happen with some throws. But you got to watch out for that Deron Bland. That's the guy that's making the highlights right now. So that's what I'm hoping for there. And I think both sides kind of favor us at this point. So.
There's not a whole lot of things where they say hope in the Bible. They say have faith or believe. I've read a verse or two. I may know a little something, so I'm going to have to hit you with something up there.
You've seen the same Dak Prescott that I've seen, though. So right now it's just a hope. We're up and down on him week to week.
Well, Dak is having one of his better seasons thus far.
Right now. But we did this. I mean, look at the back. Look at the past seasons. We're always 10-plus wins. It's the epic chokes every once in a while. I mean, I was sitting in the booth with you guys, and they blew it last year, the last game of the season.
Right. Let me ask you this, Jen. I'm sorry, Ken. So you saying that hope or that Dak could have that situation? That's what I'm gathering. So this could be an upset week then, if Dak start throwing these interceptions, and the Washington Commanders come down, go down to Dallas, and say, "Listen, this could be the week that Dak take a step back." You think that could happen, Nate or Andy?
Let me say this right here.
Okay.
I understand this right here. And I've been saying this for the last 2 years, ever since Dak crushed his ankle. That mm-hmm. was
right. Injury.
And the next year, my question for the whole year was, when is he going to free himself? When is he going to be the Dak that was at Mississippi State? The guy that not trying to run the ball for first downs, but running and scrambling with intelligence. For the last four games, he's been scrambling with yep. intelligence. Mm-hmm. We've been able to go downfield because he's moving around with his legs. He runs only now when necessary. If it's third and five and we're across the 50, well, he'll go get 3 yards and slide down and force the coach to have to make a call. Dak is playing so much smarter and so much better than he was a year ago because now he realizes, I think whoever he's allowing to mentor him, saying, my brother, it ain't but four quarterbacks in the league that have that legit arm that can just sit back there in that pocket and do it. Dak is back to being a complete quarterback. I mean, even the great Mahomes has to move around, as we saw that game against the Eagles Monday night. You have to move around. You can't – it's the biggest killer in the NFL this now, in today's NFL. You can't move your quarterback around. If he can't move himself around, that's a sure enough killer there.
Well, on top of that then, okay, so with the Commanders – then you think that their game plan, I know you mentioned this earlier, the front two, which I had notes, Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne, have to have a dominant game. And right now, as I see with the Commanders, there's no one that's stepping up. John mentioned it last week that says, hey, put it on me. You know, this is my game. I'll take care of business. But with your weakness being up front, as a defensive coordinator, do you believe that the Commanders could blitz enough to put enough pressure to make Dax?
That's our number one. You blitz us if you want to. But come on with that. We okay. want you to blitz. The thing that Dak thrives on, and it is no secret, so I ain't giving away trade secrets. If you want to hurt Dak, go into a zone. A scheme up, four across, and then drop back into a cover two. That messes Dak up. When he go into a zone, that messes that makes him have to read a little bit more. That hurts our offensive line because you have to go to that second read. And when he has to go to that second read, that takes a little bit more time. But if y'all press up and man us up and y'all blitz us, well, we go, boy, y'all see that record day.
Hold on a second. I'm calling.
Record day.
I'm calling Ron Rivera now.
Call your boy Jack Del Rio.
Jack, cover two zone. That's the key, man. This is what we need to do. Yeah. Okay. What? Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Bye.
So you're telling me, or you're telling us, you persuading us that the Commanders secondary cannot match up with the Cowboys wide receivers.
What I'm telling you is y'all
and the tight end, because the tight end is pretty good.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, y'all drafted the kid. I can't
Forbes.
Think.
Manuel Forbes.
What is his name?
Forbes.
And he ain't a Forbes player. He ain't a top 500. Y'all put him on the bench. He ain't in the top 500, baby. Forbes Fortune 500. He ain't that right now. He got all the skills in the world. Come on now, but he ain't it. He ain't that yet.
So.
Yeah. you can't even get it out. I'm looking at it,
right? So you got CeCe Lamb, you got Brandon Cooks, you got Jake Ferguson, Luke Shoemaker.
Who's gonna stick Jake Ferguson?
Huh?
Who's gonna stick our tight end? Who you got for our tight end?
He's playing well.
No, I know. I'm look, you guys are impressive, and I've been trying to figure out the game plan. And my only thing that I think in our game plan will be our front two, like you said early on. Create some havoc up front.
And it's got to be early. It can't be late now.
Yeah, it can't be late.
So we got to start strong. The Commanders got to start strong.
Hey, Nate, we may not ever have you on this show again. You're coming with a little too much knowledge and force.
He got too much,
what the heck?
He got too much.
That's just typical cowboy stuff.
Hey, you know what scares me? You know what scares me, fellas? Because I like talking real football, and the fans that listen to me on my shows, they know I'm gonna give it from both sides, the goods and the bad. Mm-hmm. You know what scares me, Ken? You know what scares me, John? If y'all decide to really run the ball, the best player y'all got on y'all team is Brian Robinson.
Robinson.
Yeah. No, they don't use him. They don't use him.
Y'all don't even use him, bro. And I'm happy. I'm just hoping Coach Bieniemy don't get smart this week. I'm like,
I 100% agree. Like, that's what I had on my notes, that opponents are averaging 4.2 yards against you guys.
Yes.
The Cowboys, that's your weakness, right? The Cowboys are 15th in run defense against a weak schedule, not against a, you know, a powerful running team.
We've
gotten away from the run, and if we decide to focus on the run early on, that could cause havoc.
Sure.
And we can't, you know, if we take the lead, and I think it's going to be a lot more attitude, and maybe it's because of Thursday night, you know, Thanksgiving night football, they may come to play. I don't know. Pastor Combs.
Yes, sir.
Didn't you say something like if the Cowboys lose, you preach your sermon in a Redskin or in a Commander's jersey? Didn't you say something like that?
That's faith right there, buddy. That's why I said that. Yep, that's the faith part. Not worried about that at all.
So in essence, we won't have to do this will of justice now, then, huh?
Now wait a minute. Now Ken said if we win, he's singing "Should Have Been a Cowboy" the next time he comes to our church. That's so.
I said that.
I got it on video.
I think that was a demonic spirit that rolled up in me and made me say something like that.
You didn't turn to Beetlejuice, huh?
Yeah, right.
I see y'all keep showing the young lady, and she doesn't have much to say because she knows that whooping is coming.
No. She's like a secret weapon. So after we come back from a break, she's going to be the person. Judge Marnie is going to be the person to throw out some questions, and she'll kill you with kindness. You'll be like, man. Oh, hey, wow, I don't know how to answer that.
This is not a kindness game. Not
uh-oh.
Today.
Well, she knows about being tough because she's a Philly girl. So.
Well, she gave that dangerous laugh. All right. Then we'll do this. When we come back, we will have Judge Marnie come in, and she will throw out some questions to you guys, and we will see what she got. Be back in a second.
And we're back with You're Gonna Know Commander's Justice, sponsored by Alex Estelle for all your real estate needs and PMSI, your pest control in the DMV. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, John. All right. So
just so you know, we still got some bicep up in there.
So, all right. We're talking Commanders and Cowboys. Okay. So Pastor Andy, I just like to know a little bit about how this whole like cowboy thing happened. You live in, you know, the area where there's not really a lot of cowboy fans. Like, what's going on?
Well, when I was a kid, probably around 4 years old, back, this probably explains it too, 4 years old, so 42 years ago when the Cowboys were less relevant, I guess. My dad was on a magazine. He's a Christian coach and athletic director. He was on a magazine with Tom Landry, and got an autograph from him, pictures with him. And I thought my dad and Tom Landry were buddies, and became a Dallas Cowboys fan.
I thought you were going to say when you were 4 years old, your dad beat you and you saw stars. And that's
stars. How you became a Cowboy fan. Yeah, that's come on, Kevin. Yeah,
okay, all right. Let me shut up. Let me get back. All right.
Okay, that's a legitimate excuse to be a Cowboys fan. I mean, we might not like it, but we'll give it to you. It's hard to, you know, when your dad and Tom Landry are together on a magazine. All right, I get it.
My mom's a Washington fan.
Okay. All right.
All right,
that's a nice split household. So you guys, I'm sure on Thanksgiving, we'll have quite a few conversations.
It's her birthday tomorrow, too, so it's going to be bad.
Well, happy birthday to your mom.
Hey, Nate, could you say happy birthday to his mom? Just
happy birthday, Pastor Strong. Yes.
Okay, so this is a question for Nate. Nate, you know, you're very convincing about the Cowboys and all that stuff, and I get it. So what do you think that, since you believe the Cowboys are going to win, kind of give us a final score. What do you think the game's going to, where do you think it's going to fall?
Ma'am, I really don't care. I'm serious. At this point, if we win by one, that's all that matters. We're on a run right now, and we're trying to make sure we go through teams of this caliber, like the Commanders. It was whoever.
Carolina.
And we see, y'all are no names, man. Y'all don't even know who y'all are. Y'all don't know y'all are Washington Redskins, the Commanders, the Admirals.
We just a football team.
Reality.
Judge Ken and Judge John. Yeah, you guys are calling timeouts.
One, because he's on the show, so we need you. But two, that may be your weakness, right? Maybe you're going to overconfident, and that has happened in the NFL. Teams can overlook a team.
And what's so amazing? And everybody always said, man, an ant is so small you can't run it over. But then you get them old big rolling roll graders, and it don't matter. No. It just rolls right over the ant, too. So when you're a roll grader, it don't matter, baby. We're going to roll right over.
Where are you from? And that's a country analogy, man.
I'm from Orlando, Florida, before Walt Disney, where we was nothing but not oranges, but oranges.
Yeah. Florida country.
I'm country.
All right, so Nate, will you be going to the game tomorrow? Will you be at the game cheering on the team?
I will be doing pre- and post-game shows on DallasCowboys.com. Make sure all you folks over there with your fake hats on, make sure y'all check in to, that's right, DallasCowboys.com. We are the best at it, and we know how to do it.
This is not an advertisement. Come on, what are you doing, man?
Can you put me on with the best host ever? This is awesome. Hey, rip it.
Yeah.
All right. So,
hey, you say PMS? That's right.
Put the eye on there. Put the eye.
Add
that eye.
Yeah.
Add the eye, man.
PMS is eye.
PMS.
Add that eye.
All right. And so, Pastor Andy.
Owners are huge Cowboys fans too, so add that eye.
So do you have any, are you completely confident about the Commanders losing tomorrow to the Dallas Cowboys? Is there anything that concerns you about the game tomorrow?
No, ma'am. I'm not completely 100% sure that we're going to dominate y'all, but I am completely 100% sure that we will win the game. But I really want to dominate y'all. I want to beat every aspect of the game. So after this game right here, y'all will be assured not to win another game.
Wow.
New ownership by halftime.
Thank you, Pastor.
Hey, look, you got the pastor jumping in. I mean, this is supposed to be all peace and love and goodwill.
Well, this is a rivalry now.
Aren't we trying to convince y'all that we're winners, that we're going to win?
That's right.
Yeah.
Rivera might be a Cowboy fan by next week.
It's a very compelling argument, and definitely I feel it. I certainly feel the passion. And so with that, I'm just going to I'm going to take my time to pass the ball to Judge John, because I think you've got some good questions going for Nate and Pastor Andy.
Yes, this is pretty cool. This is rivalry week. So Dallas versus Washington. Nate, I want to go back in your history a little bit. From what I understand, you started out your career with the Redskins, Washington Commanders, did you not? In training camp.
Things got better.
You know, and that's why God worked in mysterious ways.
Preach it, brother. Preach it.
That's a good one, Nate. Come on.
I was raised a Cowboy fan.
Uh-huh.
All we had, y'all know back in the day, was CBS, NBC, and ABC.
Right. Really? How
old are you? CBS used to just Philadelphia, Washington. They had the whole NFC East.
New York.
Cowboys. Yep. So I had to pick a team, New York, or either the Cardinals. I wasn't going out west with the Cardinals. And New York, you know, hey, I wasn't dealing with no New York, man. I thought that was a crazy place to even live. And so I went with the Cowboys as my NFC team and the Raiders with my AFC team because it seemed like they was the only one can upset the Steelers because they was the NBC guys. Mm-hmm, so I've been a Cowboy fan since I was 11 years old since 1971 when they went to that first Super Bowl and crushed Miami. So I've been a Cowboy fan ever since. So I ain't riding no other way, my friend.
I hear you.
When I was a kid, I used to watch you play.
I did too. I think you were a few tears.
I did too for a couple of years.
Watching some football.
So Andy, I know this is a Cowboys rivalry week. So Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern. So do you eat before or after the game?
I believe we're going to eat the whole game is what we're going to do.
You're going to have your dinner, and you're going to say the Cowboys are going to be eating?
The Cowboys are going to be eating. Whether we have Zeke or not, we're going to be eating out there tomorrow.
Oh, jeez.
During?
We'll eat at noon.
Before, during, and after the game, we're going to be eating, bro.
That's right. That's right. We'll be celebrating afterward. Dessert right there in the fourth quarter.
So truth be told, you know, I grew up in Texas, as did John. We were Cowboy fans. If the Cowboys lost, we might not have had Thanksgiving dinner. My mom and dad would be so pissed off. We might not have eaten. That's the diehard back in the day, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, not there yet. Not anymore.
Well,
I love how pretty y'all hats are, man. I have very pretty hats.
We'll get you one if the Commanders beat the Cowboys.
I don't need it.
One express mail.
I don't need it, man.
Well, this is a deal. This is a great show, and we're coming to a time where we have the Wheel of Justice. So we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to do the Wheel of Justice. So Ken already said if the pastor loses, he got to wear a Commander's gear.
Yes.
And but if Nate loses, we're going to send him one. If the Cowboys lose, we're going to send him one of these pretty hats. Caps.
No, sir. Y'all can keep it, man.
He might run out of toilet paper, Nate. So maybe take it.
This is a tough week. This is a tough week, man. These guys are very convincing. They're very stronghold, and they're.
What is your church? If you run out of toilet paper,
the churches don't care.
Wow.
So listen, let's take this break. When we come back, we'll do the Wheel of Justice, and we're going to find out what the pastor's going to have to do after the Cowboys lose the Washington.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, we're back. Okay, see PMSI, Nate. PMSI. And Ellis Extel, if you want to find a home, if you want to buy a home, you want to rent a home, you want to just refurbish a home, contact Alex Extel at 443-370-7283 or alex@alexestel.com. Now we're back. Pastor Andy Combs, he has to spin the Wheel of Justice. And what if it lands on? And we may have a little caveat on the other end. If the Cowboys lose, he would have to participate with a video or a picture of that.
I'm faithful. I'm good. It's good.
You ready?
Bring it.
Bring it. Spin the wheel. There it is.
Oh, good. Great wheel. This is where you edit parts of everything out and technical difficulties.
There it is.
All right.
I'm going to catch one.
Until we get the wheel going.
Your wheel won't even work. I get it.
Okay. Sing the Commanders fight song.
So if the Commanders win, Pastor Combs, I wrote a Commanders fight song. That's right. You're going to have to sing.
Let me ask you this right here. Hail to the Commander. Is that it?
No, let's just a little bit.
You know how we get excited and we want to bring some guests back, and then some guests we never want to have on again. I'm just letting you know.
So you're saying January 7th or 8th, 2024, Nate won't be our Dallas Cowboy guest?
Yeah, he we'll see what happens this game. It's fun.
I love it.
I remember I remember Washington having a band, and they used
we still have the band.
To come out in the headdress and stuff.
Yeah.
So why are they coming with Admiral hats, with Napoleon hats, or stuff like that? Now, I mean,
you know how you think that people, as we get older in life, you mature. this is locker room talk right here, man.
Hey, I did a man's funeral this week, and he asked for Washington Redskins to be his pallbearer so they could let him down one more time.
Oh, geez. Goodness. Wow. This is from the pastor, man.
Hey, Marnie, jump in and help us. Oh, my God.
That's quite a, that's quite from a the comedy there.
All right. Well, okay. Look, this, go ahead.
So I want to end. We're going free fall right now, right, Ken?
Yeah, we kind of wrap up and just free fall, and then we'll get our predictions as to if you swayed us to pick your team.
Okay.
Before we go to the free for all, we got 30 seconds from Pastor Combs and 30 seconds from Nate.
Okay.
Just make your final spiel or plea how the Commander is going to lose to the Cowboys. So, Pastor.
Right. You want me to go first? Pastor.
Yes, you 30 seconds.
Dak Prescott throws over 300 yards, 4 touchdowns. Pollard has a 100-yard game. It's lights out. It's absolutely lights out for Washington tomorrow. And I can't wait to hear Ken singing at the church some Should Have Been a Cowboy. So let's roll. Let's roll.
Mr. Newton?
Hey, I just want to, you know, it's not about how bad we're going to beat you guys. we're going to win the game. We have hope. We have faith and we have a belief that this will happen. All we got to do is play a clean game. Don't have a lot of pre-snap penalties. Don't turn the ball over. Y'all are not good enough to take it. So we should be good. We should be good. And Ken, I love you to death. And you're a great player. And John, I love you. You're a great player. And how y'all descended to these depths of the Commanders. I do not.
Post career, you need a job, man. You got to find sponsors.
We need a job, man. We've been out the game forever, so we need a job.
We got to do
probably
what you got to do.
Get back on the Commanders.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, look, the free fall, real quick. I mean, you guys brought some great points, and I will say that, it by all means, by every look of it, the Cowboys should win the game. They should probably potentially dominate the game. What you have against them, or potentially against them, I think, is that one, they can overlook the Commanders and say, sure, we gotta, you know, we can look ahead. Two, like you said, Nate, it could be penalties and mistakes, you know, and that becomes with overlooking a team. You start thinking you're better and you make mistakes. Running game, is it could be deadly against the Cowboys, because there's a weakness there. And if our big players, and these are a whole bunch of ifs, if our big name players step up and become big name players, that could offset a lot. Because as you pointed out, the weakness is up in the middle. And I think if they can do that, that will create a lot of pressure on Dax early. And this is what I've seen in him potentially as a person. Psychologically, he tends to feel like he has to do everything and puts it all on his shoulder. And that's when he starts making the mistakes towards the end. So, if he starts looking like, I'm going to get embarrassed and we're going to lose against the Commanders, he may try to do so much and it may end up being a mistake. So that's my final thought. Judge Marnie, what's your final thought on the game?
Yes, absolutely, Judge Ken.
And who do you think is going to win?
Okay, so I completely agree. When Dak gets rattled, he gets really rattled. It's when he can't really, that's like the one thing that I've watched. When he really thinks that the ship is sinking, he doesn't have the skills, it seems like, to just keep his composure. So like Nate said, Like Pastor Andy said, they got to score early if they're going to try to beat the Commanders. The one thing that I will say in favor of the Cowboys tomorrow is that Dolly Parton's going to be there. So I think that it's going to be, I think it's going to, I believe it's going to be a great game. You know, I would like the Commanders to win, certainly for other reasons. I think it would be interesting if the Commanders can win tomorrow, but it's probably not going to happen. And I am going to say the Cowboys, and, you know, we're all going to enjoy our Thanksgiving. It's going to be a great game.
We are.
Yeah.
Yes, John.
Well, all I can say is hello, Dolly. And, well, I am concerned with the Commanders, and they gave a they pleased their case very, very well. I mean, they knowledgeable and have the confidence. I just don't know if the Commanders can rally around what they've been going through with the losses and how they feel about Coach Rivera. I know guys are playing to keep their jobs. Coaches are coaching to keep their jobs. And so how are they going to rally? Now, it would be great if they go down to Dallas and do an upset. But I don't think it's going to be possible for the Cowboys to lose to the Commanders tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. But, you know, compete. So I give it to them this week. I think the Cowboys may show that they're strong, the second team in the NFC East to be that strong after the Eagles. So, yes. Okay. That's my spiel. I got the Cowboys winning.
I didn't give my side. I'm trying to reverse psychology, right? So I believe the Cowboys are going to win this. But deep down inside, I'm flipping a coin. Deep down inside, I'm saying this is reverse psychology. So I'm saying the Cowboys are going to win so that the Commanders will actually win. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys. You guys are great guests, and you made it very convincing. As well, you didn't even have to do anything, just watching film and the way the Commanders have played. But the Cowboys look like they're rolling, and I don't know if we can answer it. We haven't every time we thought we were.
Well, they did last year. I mean, that last game of the season. I don't know why, but the Commanders pulled it off.
Yeah, yeah,
that so you never know.
But here you go.
Everybody already had their playoff position. Yes, they did.
Yeah. And you go against the Giants and you lose that way to the Giants with their third string quarterback. The hope doesn't look all that great.
Why? After DeVito.
But I will say this. When we were talking earlier off camera about me beating up on the Cowboys.
You said smile, beating up on him.
Yeah. So I mean, I just got to find a bright spot in this thing. So
it is a bright spot. You were a cognal then, not a.
Okay. Right. Hey Nate.
Yes.
That was too easy, right? 2-1-3, and they all three submitted to the Cowboys. All three of them.
Wow.
Hell to the Commanders! Hell. Commanders justice. So wow.
Well, we have to be fair and impartial, right, guys?
So we are trying to, you know what? I'm changing my ruling. I'm going with the Commanders. Forget that. We're going with the Commanders. You heard it. I'm going back. You done stepped over the border.
Changing his mind. Wow.
Yeah, man. Yes. Lazarus, you know, dip your finger. Give me a taste of victory.
So Ken.
I got to get out of here, fellas.
Hey, appreciate
you,
brother.
You got to go, but I want to tell this one story before you leave now.
Okay.
We were playing against you guys. I was with the Cardinals at the time, with Ken Hartley in 93, and you pulled.
Right.
To your right. Cowboys pulled left. I'm a strong safety. And I take Nate Newton on, boom, just like that. Man, he pancaked me. So my left arm was trapped, and I'm punching him. Get off me, Nate. He wouldn't get up. So I said, okay, man, I can't let that happen again. So I moved over to the left side. I'm playing left side, the strong safety. They do a reverse with Michael Irvin. Here comes Nate. So he got to take me out. I gave him that left leg and pulled it back so quick, there go Nate. And I made a tackle on Michael, like a 5-yard loss. So we coming back to the huddle, going back to the huddle. I passed by Nate. Nate passed by me. I said, Nate, you got me the first time. And Nate said to me, well, you made me look like S-H-I-T on the saddle.
Right.
I said, dude, hey, you got me the first time. I wasn't going to let you get me the second time, brother.
Hey, look at him, Pastor. You've been bagging up ever since. Y'all have a good one, man. Ken,
okay, brother.
Yo, get me an autograph, Nate.
Good to see you, John.
Good to see you. I'll see you down in Dallas.
Good to see the Miss Justice, the young lady.
Yeah, Marnie.
Y'all be good, man. God bless all of y'all. I got to get out of here.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Fly, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, man. All right, bye-bye.
So anyhow, as now the pastor's the only one left, we can gang up on him. No, hey, thank
you. You need your road grader back, man. You need your road grader back.
Thank you for being on the show. I mean, it's hard to like keep saying the same stuff every week about how we think that the Commanders are gonna win and justifying it, and then they perform the way they've been performing. So perhaps a miracle will happen, and you and your job understand about miracles. So we're praying 3-1. Well, I guess this week, I don't know, but we'll see what happens this game. It'll be interesting.
Well, I like Sam. I really do like Sam. I think he's got a shot at being something special out there for sure.
Well, thank you guys for being, thank you for being on the show. And that's it for Commander's Justice. And appreciate you guys. Hope you enjoyed that cool little surprise.
That was awesome. Thank you.
It's very cool. I know there's another, I'm throw this out real quick, another Cowboy fan, D Brown. So she's rooting with you as well. And, you know, we're both from Texas, so our families are probably rooting for the Cowboys as well.
Well, my family is mixed. They root for the Cowboys and the Eagles. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
How does that even work?
And we know Marnie. You know, we know who you are.
No,
Marnie normally takes a cap off at the end of the game, at the end of the show.
I do, yes.
Yeah, but all along this time. You know?
I know.
Yeah, well.
Moral support for you guys. Thank you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll be, you know, texting tomorrow during the game. And, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, right. Cowboy fans are, they're a lot. They're just a lot.
Yes, we are.
That's coming from an Eagles fan, right?
I'm gonna warm up my vocals just in case. All right, guys. That's it for You're Gonna Know. See
you.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.